We get it underway by, indeed, talking about the big storm that's headed for us and all of New England starting soon. And to do that, I mean, I could talk about it. I could read the weather, but let's get somebody who actually knows what they're doing. So we're happy to welcome back to the program our old friend from News Center Maine. These days, he's down at Fox 61 in Hartford, Ryan Breton, returning to downtown this afternoon. Well, let's talk about what's coming our way here. Certainly, it's going to be a big storm. When will it arrive in New England?
Well, Rich, it's moving in tonight. Southern New England will start to see some light snow around or just after midnight. In Maine, though, it will take until morning, and especially in the Bangor area, there may be a flurry or snow shower overnight, but it's really tomorrow morning between, we'll say, 6 and 10 a.m. that this will move in, and the height of it will be tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening, and it's going to be pretty nasty for quite a while.
And it's not just the snow, which is going to be considerable, but also for a lot of people dealing with some very heavy winds.
Absolutely. In fact, there's a blizzard warning for all of eastern and central Maine. I can't remember the last time off the top of my head that Bangor was in a blizzard warning, but I suspect it was 2018. So it's been a few years that we've had the combination of heavy snow and gusty winds. And this will be powdery snow. It'll be light and fluffy, which is good in that it won't be heavy to shovel, but bad in that once you shovel or a plow goes by, the snow may blow right back onto the driveway or back onto the road, just given how gusty it'll be.
As we look at New England, Ryan, who's going to get, do you think anyway, the heaviest snowfall amounts?
I don't think there's any question it's eastern Massachusetts and southeastern Massachusetts in particular. There will probably be some 30-inch totals around
wow.
Just south of Boston.
I'm sorry, did you say 30 inches?
30, yeah. I think they're getting 2 feet, and somebody's going to come away with 30, 34 inches. It just looks like one of those storms. And it all is because of these bands of snow that will set up. And if you get under one of these bands, it may snow 3 or 4 inches an hour. If you do that for a few hours, you know, you've already got a foot of snow.
Wow.
So that's how those extreme totals will pile up.
Well, obviously the winds are going to be an issue as well, but because the snow is somewhat light and fluffy, does that perhaps decrease the chance of power outages for people?
I think so. That is one huge benefit. And also, most of the storm, the wind will be out of the north or northeast, which we tend to do a little better in terms of power outages. So good idea to be ready for an outage, but I don't think they will be a widespread problem.
All right, what do you think we're looking at for totals when it all wraps up here in eastern and central Maine?
I've got to stick with my friends at News Center Maine. They know it best, 12 to 18 inches. I'd plan on a foot. You may get a foot and a half, and it's going to be tough to measure just because of all the blowing and drifting.
And suffice it to say, and most things are already closed in advance of the storm tomorrow, but if you don't have to be out, it's a good idea to stay put tomorrow wherever you are in most of New England.
Exactly, especially tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. It's going to be real tough getting around, and not just because of the visibility and the snow that will be falling, but as I mentioned, that wind, there are going to be some spots that might look bare on the roads and then other spots where there may be snow piled up and drifts. So I think it's going to be a pretty wild storm, one that we haven't seen for a few years.
Now, what's the meteorological requirements to be able to call it a blizzard?
It actually has to do with two things, visibility and wind. And the length of time, too, that you experience those conditions. So for 3 straight hours, you need snow either falling or blowing through the air, wind gusts of 35 miles per hour or greater, and visibility a quarter mile or less. And you need that for 3 straight hours to make it an official blizzard. And the National Weather Service has a blizzard warning for the entire Maine coastline and for all of eastern and central Maine, which goes to show they expect those conditions to be met or at least come close to them in many areas.
We're talking with Ryan Breton from Fox 61 in Hartford with us here this afternoon on Downtown. I've seen people talk about the blizzard of 78. I'm so old, I remember it. I was actually working in radio at the time. And what made that unique is that it wasn't just a one-day event. That snow continued for, I think, about 3 days.
Right. And, of course, that storm was much more of a surprise than this one. This is going to be a faster moving storm. There will probably be some sun by Sunday afternoon. And also we're aware of it. In 78, It was kind of a surprise, especially in Maine. It wasn't expected to be as big in Maine as it turned out to be.
So, Ron, before we let you go, I have to ask you, how is the job going down in Hartford?
It's going really well. I miss all of my viewers and friends in Maine. I love Maine. But as you know, Rich, the nature of the business, especially if you're at a station like News Center, where they're just, you know, people who come and stay there for their entire careers, you kind of have to jump around to move up. So when this opportunity came up, it's actually one of our sister stations, looked into it, and it's a really good weather team, a good news team, and it's been a great transition for me so far, but I do really miss Maine. And I'll be back soon to do some skiing. Actually, maybe next week I might be going to Sugarloaf, believe it or not.
Well, we miss seeing you on the air up here, but I keep following you on social media just to see what's going on. Yeah, you do a great job, and we really appreciate you coming back on the main airwaves to tell us what's coming our way.
Anytime. Always glad to do it, Rich, and I'm sure I'll be back in Bangor next summer for a concert, too.
That sounds great. Well, stay safe. Enjoy reporting out on all that's happening here. I know it's a tough time for people, but for meteorologists, hey, this is your Super Bowl, right?
Absolutely, and it's funny. Down here, we are actually doing continuous coverage all day tomorrow from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. because, you know, in southern New England, they're not as tough as Mainers.
Well, there's no question.
I do have the luxury of being in the studio, but it's going to be a long day.
Excellent. Well, Ryan, we appreciate you making time for us. Be well, and we'll catch you again down the road.
Thanks, Rich. Great talking to you.